Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Supporting local Laguna Beach non-profits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Celebrating her second birthday or anniversary of her show, Caroline's Cause Corner. Caroline's here. Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Yes. I'm good, yeah.
2 years. I love this show, and I'm glad that the listeners love the show, too. And today we have Jennifer Lujan, who's going to tell us all about this great kids program called Seeds. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So tell us about Seeds. I love the name.
Yes. It stands for Strengthen, Enrich, Enliven, Develop, and Spark. So the mission behind Seeds is to strengthen the minds and hearts of our children and enrich their education, enliven their spirits, develop their passions, and spark their curiosity. And we're a local nonprofit here in Laguna Beach. Our mission is to fund quality educational enrichment programs for children, families, and their respective communities.
And as you said, this is a homegrown organization. Okay. And where did it start from? Where did it germinate?
Yes, it originated from some staff members of Annalisa Schools here mm-hmm. in Laguna Beach. The president is Lisa Schimmelfinnig, who is the daughter of Annalise.
Mm-hmm.
And she and some other staff members formed the board of directors and have been raising awareness and raising funds from the parents of Annalise students as well as the community to help fund this and further develop, not only teach children more about the arts and educate them, but also the parents. And
give us a little window into how the monies that are raised, how they're raised, and then how they're dispersed and used to help these programs.
Right. Much of the money is raised by the Annalise parents, giving donations. Each year, most parents donate $300, and with that, they become what's called a friend of Seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So they get discounts throughout the year on different events that we hold. Annalise Schools is also, they sponsor most of our events in the garden and in the great room mm-hmm. on their beautiful Willowbrook campus.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of what we do is garden related, and so we try to use the grounds there and really share our garden and share it with the community. So we raise funds both ways, by parents and by just donations in the local community. And we use those to hire artists and wellness instructors mm-hmm. to come in and, again, just teach our children. Some of them are just parent lectures and series, things that they can bring home to enrich in their lives and their home. But most of it's towards children. That's the goal, is to educate the children.
Uh-huh.
But through that, of course, we parents always need some extra.
Sure. You know, I know that I'm learning stuff over again with my kids, and it's really great, actually.
Yeah.
So I imagine that a lot of the parents and kids are people from Annalise, and this is a word of mouth type of organization that they want to expand to the whole community. Is that
Definitely.
Correct?
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. And so how do people get involved, and if I want to be a speaker, if I want to be a member, you know, what
Definitely.
Do we do?
That's great. You can go on our website, seeds.ed.org, and shoot us a message, or you can email us at info@seeds.org, and get a message to us of your interest if you are interested uh-huh. in donating your time or... we're just getting ready for next year. We're doing the calendar for next year and trying to break it up between the arts, wellness, and environmental stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to get a series of three of each of those buckets, if you will, that go throughout the year span. So we're just now getting that calendar going for next year and finishing up this year. We have a couple events left this year, and then during the summer, we gear up for the next school year.
So I know that on Tuesday, May 12th, you have an event yes. coming up. Would tell you. Us about that.
So, yes, we're partnering with Transition Laguna for a local seed swap. How it began was we have a seed library that we hold at the Willowbrook Annalise Campus, 20062 Laguna Canyon Road. Anyone is welcome at any time to come and borrow seeds, swap seeds. So basically it's an A through Z library of local seeds, and we're trying to encourage people to grow their own and have a sustainable environment somewhat in the, within their own yard.
And this is fruits and vegetables?
It is.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we have that year-round.
Just want to clarify what kind of seeds we're talking about.
So we have that year-round at the Willowbrook campus. And again, go on our website and make an appointment, and we'll meet them there. So then from there, we partnered with Transition Laguna, and they are hosting at the neighborhood congregational church here Tuesday on the 12th, 340 St. Anne's Drive at 6:30 p.m. And it's free admission, no registration required. The only thing we're asking is that people, we're trying to do a sort of potluck, that you bring something to share, to eat or drink in a reusable container, along with a cup and utensils and seeds. If you would like to share some, that would be terrific. If you're just starting out your own garden and you want to begin and need some help, then we'll help you get started on that, and ask that if you are lucky enough to have the seeds, to harvest some seeds, that you then return them and share back with us. Oh, and we have another upcoming event in June, on June the 6th, a spring garden fete. It's going to be a wine and cheese pairing, located again at the Willowbrook campus, Annalisa Schools. And we've got some local sommeliers from our Go Curations and Tastings who will be guiding us through that experience. And just a quick shout out to Luciana's Italian Restaurant in Dana Point, who are also sponsoring the event for
us. Delicious.
They're wonderful.
Love their food. Well, this sounds like a really fantastic program. And so once again, it's info at seeds.
www.seedsed.org.
Okay, so head out on the 12th if you can to check out the Transitions Laguna event to help seeds out. And Willowbrook campus at Annalise is another place that you can go and check it out. And if you want to help right now, you can go onto the KX93.5 website and check on seeds. And a donation would be made on behalf of the radio station directly to seeds.
Oh, also a special thanks to a very dear sponsor of ours, always coming through for us at most events, and Whole Foods Laguna Beach. Again, thank you. They're sponsoring our wine and cheese pairing this June.
We've been talking with Jennifer Lujan, who is a member of the Seeds organization. I want to thank you, Jennifer, for being
thank
on Caroline's
so
Cause Corner in
thank
our
you.
Second year anniversary month. And hey. I want to thank everybody for listening. Remember to check out our Facebook page, the Caroline's Cause Corner at Facebook. And until next time, make it a giving day.